Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 28th of July 2024. Original date 31st of December 2000. Title: Credit Your Savings Account and Become a Constant Great Donor. Today, the creator of the new age is seeing his children who have a right to the new age. Today, you are ordinary in this old age, whereas tomorrow, in the new age, you will be worthy of worship, those who have a right to the kingdom. It is a play about today and tomorrow. What are you today, and what will you become tomorrow? For especially knowledgeable souls, children, the tomorrow that is to come is as clear as today. All of you have come to celebrate the new year, but Bapdada is seeing the new age. Each of you must already have created your own new plan for the new year. Today it is the end of the old year. The result of the whole year is seen at its end. Therefore today Bapdada also saw the result of the children for the whole year. It doesn't take Bapdada long to see that. So today Bapdada especially saw the savings account of each one of you. All of you children made effort. You also stayed in remembrance. You did service and also fulfilled your responsibilities to your Lokik and Alokik close contacts and relations. However, how much did you credit in your savings account in all these three aspects? Today, Bapdada made Mother Jagadamba, World Mother, emerge in the subtle region. Baba coughed. Today the harmonium is not so well, but it has to be played. So Bapdada and Mama together looked at each one's savings account to see how much you credited and accumulated. What did they see? All of you are number-wise, but there was less credited in your savings account than there should have been. So Mother Jagadamba asked a question. Many children have a very good aim in the subject of remembrance, and they also make good effort. So why is there not as much in their savings accounts as there should be? After conversing between themselves, the result that emerged was that you do practice yoga, but because the percentage of the stage of yoga is ordinary, the savings accounts are also ordinary. Your aim of yoga is very good, but the result of yoga is to be yogyukt and yuktiyukt in your words and behavior. Due to this lack, at the time of having yoga, you are very good in yoga, but to be yogi means that it has to have an impact on your life. This is why you are only able to credit your savings account some of the time, but not all of the time. Whilst moving along, your percentage of remembrance becomes ordinary. Very little is then credited into your savings account. Secondly, there was a heart-to-heart conversation about service. You do a lot of service, you even remain busy day and night. You make very good plans, and there is also very good expansion in service. Nevertheless, why is there so little in the savings account of the majority of you? What emerged from the heart-to-heart conversation was that all of you are doing service, and you are making effort very well to keep yourselves busy. So, what is the reason? The reason that emerged was that you receive power from service, and also the fruit of service. The power is contentment in your own hearts, and the fruit is the contentment of everyone else. If you do service and make effort and use your time usefully, there will be contentment in your heart and contentment from everyone else, whether they are your companions or those whom you serve. Let there be the experience of contentment in their hearts. It shouldn't be that they go away just saying, "Very good, very good." They should experience a wave of contentment in their hearts. It is a different matter to say, "We have found something," or "We heard something very good." They should say, "We have found something. We have attained something. Babdada has already told you earlier, it is one thing for the arrow to hit the head and another for the arrow to pierce the heart." To have served and to be content oneself is not just about making oneself happy and saying that what happened was very good. No, the heart of the self and of others also needs to accept this. Secondly, when you have served and the result you claim is that you made effort and you did it, if you accept that you have done it yourself, it means you have eaten the fruit of service. You haven't accumulated it. It was Babdada who made you do it. Then you will have drawn their attention to Babdada, not towards your own soul. This sister is very good. This brother is very good. It should be, their Babdada is very good. To make them experience this is to increase your savings account. This is why it has been seen that, as a total result, you do make a lot of effort, you do use a lot of time and energy, but you have a little more external show. This is why there is so much less in the savings account. The key to the savings account is very easy. It is a diamond key. You use a golden key. However, the diamond key for accumulating is the consciousness of being a humble instrument. At the time of serving, not before or after, but at the time of serving, have the consciousness of being a humble instrument, and let there be altruistic good wishes and pure love for every soul, whether they are your companions or the souls you are serving. Babdada showed Mother Jagadamba how the savings accounts of those who continue to serve in this way continue to increase. You have to be able to accumulate within a second as much as you now do over many hours. Every second continues to tick away. Tick, 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 telling you to do everything quickly. Therefore, Jagadamba was very pleased to see that it is very easy to accumulate and credit your savings account. So the advice from both Babdada and Jagadamba is that now that the new year is starting, check your savings accounts. Even though you did not make mistakes throughout the whole day, how much did you accumulate throughout the whole day with your time, thoughts, service, close contacts and relations, with love and contentment? Some children just check that they didn't do anything bad that day, or that they didn't cause anyone sorrow. However, now check how much you accumulated in your accounts with your elevated thoughts throughout the day. How much did you credit your accounts of service with elevated thoughts? How many souls did you make happy with any task? You had yoga, but what was the percentage of yoga? How much did you accumulate in your accounts of blessings today? What do you have to do in this new year? No matter what you do, whether with thoughts, words, or deeds, according to the time, let there be this deep concern in your minds. I definitely have to become a constant donor. A constant great donor, not just a great donor. Constant. Donate powers with your minds. Donate knowledge with words. And donate virtues with your actions. In today's world, whether in the world of the Brahmin family or in the outside world, they no longer want to hear about everything. They want to see. They want to do everything after seeing it. Why was it easy for you? You saw Father Brahma as the image who donated virtues with his actions. You donate knowledge anyway. However, this year, pay special attention to donating virtues to every soul. That is, you have to give cooperation through the virtues in your lives. You wouldn't donate to Brahmins, would you? You would cooperate with them. No matter what happens, no matter how many weaknesses others have, you donate virtues through your lives, your actions, and your contacts. That is, you have to cooperate. Don't look at others in this. This one is not doing it, so why should I do it? This one is also like this. Father Brahma only looked at Father Shiva. If you have to look at someone, look at Father Brahma. Don't look at others in this, but keep the aim that was Brahma Baba's slogan. The one who takes the initiative is Arjuna. That is, those who become instruments of their own accord will become number one Arjuna. Father Brahma became number one Arjuna. If you do everything by first looking at others, you do not become number one, but number wise. When you are all asked to raise your hands, do you raise them for becoming number wise? Or for becoming number one? So, what aim will you keep? A very firm, constant donor of virtues. No matter how much someone tries to shake you, don't shake. You all say to one another, everyone else is like this, so why are you beating yourself in this way? You should also join us. You can find many companions to weaken you. However, Bapdada wants companions who encourage others and gives them enthusiasm. So do you understand what you have to do? Do service, but do it whilst increasing your savings account. Do a lot of service. First, serve yourself and then serve others. Bapdada noted one more thing. Should he relate it? Today it was the meeting of the moon and the sun. Jagadamba asked, How much longer will the advance party have to wait? Only when you reach your advanced stage can the work of the advance party be completed. So today, Jagadamba Mother told Bapdada something very quietly and tactfully. What was that one thing she related? Bapdada knows, but nevertheless it was a heart-to-heart conversation today. She said, I too go on tour of Madaban and also of all the centres. Those who saw Jagadamba know of her that she would jokingly signal with her words. She never said anything directly. She said that nowadays she sees one speciality. What is that speciality? She said that nowadays there are many types of carelessness. Some have one type of carelessness and others another type. It will happen. I will do it sometime. Others are doing it, and I will also do it. This happens all the time. This will continue, dot, dot, dot. This language of carelessness is in their thoughts anyway, but they also put it into words. Bapdada said, give these children a method for this in the new year. Do you all know the slogan Mother Jagadamba always imbibed herself? Do you remember this? Who remembers this? Hukumi hukum chale raha. The one giving orders is making me do everything. Jagadamba said, if everyone were to imbibe this, that Bapdada is making each one of you move, that your every step is according to his directions. If you have the awareness that it is the Father who is directly making you move, then where would your vision go? The vision of the one following directions will only fall on the one giving the directions, not on anyone else. Karavanha is making you an instrument and making you move. Karavanha is responsible. Then your head that becomes heavy in doing service would remain constantly light like a spiritual rose. Do you understand what you have to do? Be a constant donor. Acha. All of you have come running to celebrate the new year. It is good and it is a full house. Acha. Did you have enough water? Did you have water? Congratulations to those who make the effort to bring water. Providing water for so many thousands is not a matter of bringing two or four buckets. From tomorrow, it will be the time for the gathering to go back. Have you all had a comfortable stay? A small storm gave you a test. There were some strong winds. Were all of you okay? Were the Pandavs okay? It is good. It is better than the Kumbh Mela, is it not? At least you received 3 feet of land. You may not have had a bed, but at least you had 3 feet of land. In the new year, children everywhere in this land and abroad are seeing the ceremony for the new year. They are seeing it through their intellects and hearing it through their ears. Everyone in Madaban is also watching this. Those from Madaban played their parts of doing service as protectors of the Yagya very well. Together with those from this land and abroad, Bapdada is also congratulating those who are instruments for service in Madaban. Acha. Many cards have been received. All of you can see the cards that have come. The cards are not as important as the love in the hearts that is hidden in them. Therefore, Bapdada doesn't look at the beauty of the card, but sees with how much invaluable love from the heart they are filled. So all of you have sent love from your hearts. So to all such loving souls personally, Bapdada does not mention everyone's name. Bapdada is responding to those cards with regard filled with love. Letters of remembrance, telephones, emails, by computer, whatever facilities there are, before you use them, Bapdada first receives all of those through your thoughts. They come on your computers and emails afterwards. The love of the children reaches Bapdada all the time, but today, many have written their special plans for the new year, have made promises, and have also had the courage to let the past be the past and move forward. Bapdada is telling all of you, well done, children, well done. All of you are happy, are you not? They are also happy. Now, Bapdada's heart's desire is for each of you children of the bestower to become a bestower. Don't ask for anything. I should receive this. This should happen. I should do this. Become a bestower. Be generous-hearted in making one another move forward. The younger ones tell Bapdada that they want the love of the seniors, and the father replies to the younger ones, give regard to the seniors and you will receive love. To give regard is to receive regard. You don't receive regard just like that. To give is to receive. Even your non-living images give it. Deities mean those who give. So, become living deities, bestowers. Give. When all of you become bestowers, those who give, then there won't be anyone left to receive. Then the fragrance of the spiritual rose of contentment will spread everywhere. Did you hear this? So, in the new year, don't speak the old language. The old language that some still use that no one likes. Don't be compelled by your old words, old behavior, and old habits. Ask yourselves whether every aspect is new. What did you do that was new? All you have to do is celebrate the 21st century. You have to claim your full inheritance of 21 births in the 21st century. You do want to attain this, do you not? Acha. To the elevated souls in all directions who have a right to the new age, to all the children, the souls, who constantly accumulate multi-millions at every step, to the souls who make themselves as simple as the sample of Brahma Baba, to those who make others virtuous by revealing virtues in their own lives, to the constantly great donors, to the greatly cooperative souls, Bapdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. At this time, it is the confluence of the old year and the new year. The time of the confluence means the old finishes and the new begins. Just as in the unlimited confluence, all you Brahmin souls are instruments for world transformation. In the same way, today, at the confluence of the old year and the new year, you have determination for self-transformation. You have to have this determination. It was said, be a firm, constant, great donor at every second. The children of the bestower have to become master bestowers. Along with bidding farewell to the old year, bid farewell to the attachment for the old world and old sanskars, and invoke your new elevated sanskars. Multi-million-fold greetings, greetings, greetings. Blessing. May you be constantly happy-hearted and stay beyond any questions of why and what by becoming an embodiment of attainments. Souls who are full embodiments of attainment cannot ever have any type of question about anything. The personality of happiness will be visible in their faces and their activity. This is called contentment. If there is less happiness, the reason for that is some lack of attainment, and the reason for a lack of attainment is one desire or another. Having many subtle desires takes you towards some lack of attainments. Therefore, put aside temporary desires, become embodiments of attainment, and you will remain constantly happy-hearted. Slogan: remain absorbed in God's love and Maya's attraction will end. Om Shanti.